The Abbotsford News asked local candidates in the federal election on April 28 to respond to three questions, the first two with a 100-word limit and the third with a 150-word limit. The responses for candidates in the Abbotsford South Langley riding are below. Of the 11 candidates in the two ridings, Sukhmin Gill, the Conservative candidate in Abbotsford South Langley, was the only one to not respond. To read responses from the Mission Matsqui Abbotsford candidates, click here. Kevin Gillies. Liberals. Contact. gotv@votekevingillies.ca, votekevingillies.ca or 604-245-0144. 1. Why are you running to be a member of parliament? This federal election is the most consequential election of my lifetime. With the aggressive behavior and disrespect U.S. President Donald Trump has displayed toward Canada, I feel it is imperative to have the strongest and most knowledgeable prime minister, to best protect this country I love so much. Liberal leader Mark Carney is tremendously educated in economics, and experienced in handling global economic crises. Carney is, without a doubt, the best person for the job at this time. I also strongly dislike Carney's opponent in this election, his constant, Canada is broken, rhetoric, and his choice to campaign like Trump. 2. What skills and attributes do you have that would make you a good elected representative for your constituents? Having lived here for more than 30 years, much of it as a local newspaper reporter, I am familiar with issues affecting this community. As a local newspaper reporter, I spent a lot of time covering local governance and development issues, and I witnessed firsthand the interplay between different levels of government here. As part of a Mark Carney government, I will bring this region's issues and concerns to government executive. I am a caring and compassionate person, having supported folks with a wide variety of special needs in this community. I am educated and knowledgeable and an excellent communicator. 3. What do you feel are the two biggest issues for your constituents in Abbotsford and how will you address them? The Abbotsford News recently reported that this area lost 700 jobs in March as a result of tariff uncertainty. Local economic impact from U.S. tariffs and aggressive U.S. disrespect of Canadian sovereignty is easily the number one thing people in this riding are discussing with me. Now Trump is threatening tariffs on BC's softwood lumber industry. The U.S.'s economic aggression toward Canada, and the U.S. president's lack of respect for Canadian sovereignty, are front and center as the biggest issues in this election, and this electoral district. This federal election is about choosing the best leader to handle this economic attack and crisis, and the unpredictable and unbalanced U.S. president. Mark Carney has already demonstrated that he is the best person for the job. Another key issue to bring to PM Carney is negotiating a solution to flood mitigation for the Nooksack River in Washington State to avert another flood here. AERIOLALDERKING, People's Party of Canada. Contact. FraserValleyPPC.ca, facebook.com/peoplesfif. 1. Why are you running to be a member of parliament? I have the life experience and wisdom to address the issues facing our communities, nor am I compromised by previous government connections to the Chinese money laundering, housing issues that plagued the BC Liberal government. My integrity, honesty, and transparency are the best defense against government graft and corruption. I have a wide range of community involvement, from ending gang recruitment of youth to protecting addiction recovery programs during COVID. Coming from an Alberta farming family and business background, I understand the pressures that businesses are facing. I am committed to fighting for our farmers and our future generations. 2. What skills and attributes do you have that would make you a good elected representative for your constituents? As an advocate for family, landlord, tenant, and seniors issues, I have developed good listening skills. With my fiscally responsible approach, I put two charities on sound financial footing. My ability to research and learn new skills has served to identify patterns and prepare for possible pitfalls. As a leader, I have the courage of conviction to make the right decision. My communication skills allow me to develop meaningful relationships based on mutual respect and fairness. As an employment counselor, I helped many business students develop confidence and the freedom that comes with personal responsibility. 3. What do you feel are the two biggest issues for your constituents in Abbotsford and how will you address them? The reciprocal Canadian tariffs, promised by the Liberal and Conservative parties, will drive up the cost of groceries and primary goods needed to produce value-added products for resale. Canadian exports will be more expensive for Americans and less competitive overall. Businesses and consumers are being unnecessarily punished by this unresolved trade war. As with past softwood lumber disputes, the PPC will negotiate an end to the tariffs with true free market values boosting our economy and bringing down prices. We will phase out supply management and free our farmers to earn fair market value for their produce. Farmers were better off when the wheat board was removed. No more dumping milk and eggs. The PPC will also renegotiate the equalization payments to encourage Alberta to remain in Confederation. BC pays the second highest equalization payment after Alberta. PPC promotes unity. Melissa Snazell, Green Party. Contact melissa.snazell@greenparty.ca. 1. Why are you running to be a member of Parliament? I am running to be an MP because I want to see a better future for our country and to see our community better represented in Ottawa. BC and especially the Fraser Valley are important assets to Canada, and in this time of extreme uncertainty we need to tap into all of the strengths our country has. 2. What skills and attributes do you have that would make you a good elected representative for your constituents? I spent many years working in veterinary clinics, and that is a job that requires finesse in emotionally difficult situations as well as strength, hard work and dedication. I believe all of these qualities make a good MP. I feel that I can communicate the needs of our community and make my voice heard. I am quiet by nature, but when I need to be forceful, I will not back down and I will be heard. 3. What do you feel are the two biggest issues for your constituents in Abbotsford and how will you address them? Obviously, the Donald Trump issue is high on everyone's list of concerns right now. I feel that, as Canadians, we need to step back from them, build up our independence, open up domestic trade and make deals with trade partners that are actually our allies and begin a new global economic ecosystem that is not centered around the United States. I also think that affordability is a large issue and is also tied to the tariffs and uncertainty that is coming from the chaos south of the border. The Green Party is dedicated to bringing economic balance back to the citizens of Canada and reducing the gap between those who have the money and those who do not. Dharmasena Yakandawela, NDP. Contact dharmasenayakandawela.ndp.ca. 1. Why are you running to be a member of Parliament? I am a first-generation immigrant who immigrated from Sri Lanka after serving as a judge, and I have experienced the same rigorous process of establishing my life with two kids and my wife. Therefore, I am a part of the communities of Abbotsford South Langley. I understand the challenges we all have been facing. I will tirelessly work with them to find solutions for those changes. The skyrocketing cost of living, rapidly increasing crime rates, housing affordability, healthcare challenges, and changes our farmers face are among many issues that I have identified as essential to address. With my background as an immigrant, lawyer in BC, and former judge, I am confident I can serve you better than anyone else if elected. 2. What skills and attributes do you have that would make you a good elected representative for your constituents? My skills and strengths in problem-solving, facing challenges, hard-working, dedication, inspiration, etc. would definitely be tools for me to use in serving my communities better. 3. What do you feel are the two biggest issues for your constituents in Abbotsford and how will you address them? The biggest challenges I identify are housing affordability and the rising cost of living. New immigrants, seniors, low-income families are seriously struggling to find solutions for these two factors. Creating more well-paid jobs, supporting local farmers, helping small and medium-scale builders to build more affordable housing would help address these concerns. I will bring these matters to Parliament and get the federal government involved to support builders, farmers, and working families in numerous ways. Mike DeJong, independent. Contact, mikedejong.ca, info@mikedejong.ca, @MikeDeJongBC on Instagram. 1. Why are you running to be a member of parliament? I'm running to give this community a voice that answers to voters, not to political insiders. For over 2 decades, I've had the privilege of serving Abbotsford as an MLA, delivering results like the Abbotsford Regional Hospital, new schools, university status for UFV, and 5 balanced provincial budgets. But what I've seen lately, including the backroom appointment of a 25-year-old candidate with no public experience, shows how disconnected Ottawa has become. I'm honored to have the public endorsement of Ed Fast, our retiring Member of Parliament, someone who shares my belief that local voices matter more than Ottawa insiders. His support is a reflection of the urgency and principle behind this campaign. 2. What skills and attributes do you have that would make you a good elected representative for your constituents? I've built my career on public service, fiscal responsibility, and showing up for the people I represent. As BC's Minister of Finance, Health, and Attorney General, I managed complex portfolios, balanced multi-billion-dollar budgets, and led high-stakes negotiations, including trade talks at the White House U.S. on softwood lumber. But more importantly, I never lost touch with the people I served. I've held monthly public town halls for years, no RSVPs, no speeches, just honest conversations. That's the kind of transparency and accessibility I'll bring to Ottawa. I've never forgotten that as an elected representative I work for the people and the people are my boss. 3. What do you feel are the 2 biggest issues for your constituents in Abbotsford and how will you address them? Strengthening our community and country to protect our families in an increasingly uncertain world where traditional relationships can no longer be taken for granted. This includes addressing 1. Affordability and housing. The cost of living is crushing families, and young people can't afford to stay in the communities they grew up in. We need to get serious about increasing housing supply, and that starts with investing in skilled trades and cutting red tape. I'll push for federal incentives tied to construction and support apprenticeship programs that build real careers for the next generation. 2. Infrastructure and transit. Our region is growing fast, but federal investment hasn't kept up. I'm fighting to bring commuter rail to the Fraser Valley, and to ensure that infrastructure dollars actually reach Abbotsford and Langley. I'll make sure we get our fair share, not just leftovers from Ottawa.